If your spider plant is looking peaky and that Venus flytrap you bought just kicked the bucket, you need On The Ledge, the podcast about indoor gardening where you learn everything you need to know to keep your houseplants looking lush. I'm Jane Perrone. Join me and a host of wonderful guests to chat all things houseplants at On The Ledge Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to episode 422 of the LeagueCast podcast. I am your host for tonight, Colton Bluebasket Sweat. Joining me this week is Aiden Frost Rockhart.
Heyo, I'm here.
And Nick's not here because he had surgery and is in pain and on painkillers and whatnot. We wish you a speedy recovery, buddy. You're going to be so much wiser without those wisdom teeth. On the show this week, we've got some Rising news, some LeagueCast news. No Starries, unfortunately. But we do have some guaranteed guffaws. An LCS section, a.k.a. Foxloaf's ProGath for Pro League news section. Roundtable. And as always, wrapping up the show with Mailfight. As always, thank you so much to our patrons over on Patreon. I don't think we had any new ones this week, but again, we always read those off, and we will be doing a full read of those at the beginning of next month. That being said, let's go ahead and jump into the show. Aiden, tell me about your week, buddy. How you been?
My week was good. I played a lot of League of Legends, a lot of school stuff. I've been doing online school for like a post-grad certificate, and some of my post-grad classes even got like pushed, like they're online classes, but they got pushed because of like the whole pandemic thing. So
yeah,
it's kind of funny even when like online classes get like canceled.
But I think that there's definitely some merit to it.
Yeah, I think they were trying to get like everyone on the same page, because some of my classes had like an online and a in-class component, so they didn't want some people to be like behind and some people to be like ahead a week. So I think that's why. But like, it's just funny.
Yeah.
Like online classes are pushed. Other than that, just the usual, I guess. I haven't really played too many other games. Kind of been a busy week other than League of Legends. What about yourself?
Yeah, so obviously there's been a lot going on in and around where I'm at with all of the coronavirus stuff that's happening, but currently still working. So obviously been spending a lot of my days at work. Outside of that, League of Legends been playing a little bit of ranked. We played some Clash, got second place. Still been playing Slay the Spire, and that's about it for me. I restarted another watch through of Avatar The Last Airbender, so excited to watch that amazing show once again. Children's TV show. It's a cartoon. It's real good, and I really like it, and I'm happy to be watching it again. But that's about it, I think, for my week. So we can go ahead and jump on over to the LeagueCast news.
Hell yeah. So for just general LeagueCast news, just a reminder that we did put out our third episode of our Patreon show, Zed Talks LeagueCast Fixes Champions. We talked about all the C characters, like Cassiopeia and Camille and
Karthus and Kassadin
and Corki. We talked about all those guys. So that episode will be up on our YouTube within a month. Well, within 30 days. Episode 4 will be up next month. We're having a lot of fun doing it. We usually have a couple of good ideas for each character, so it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting because like we always come up with something, and it'd be so fun if we could actually implement these changes, because I feel like once it got to the point of implementing, there'd be just a, you know, if there was a third party involved and they're like, What are you on about? What? No, this is awful. You can't just do that with a character.
But you can't have Corky get in a submarine. anyways, other than that, just some general things. I'm still doing monthly top plays videos. I'm going to do one for the month of, what month are we in? March? The month of March. So that will go up April 1st. Last month, a lot of people liked it. I had a lot of fun making it. I'll try to keep doing them as long as it doesn't take up too much of my time if I'm busy with like work and school and stuff. Other than that, we still have a Google form on our announcements page on our Discord. If you want to send us any funny League videos for us to do like a reaction video to, feel free to send them there. It will be a lot of fun. One more thing, we'll be talking about it on this episode, but I'm also going to personally be doing like monthly tier lists. Whenever I'm like playing a lot of ranked, I like to like make tier lists for myself more than anything. So I thought I'd be sharing them with like our community. And on this episode, we're actually going to like talk about my current tier list that's pinned in our Discord general chat. And we'll be discussing what Colton thinks about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So moving on from that, up next we're going to have the Rising news. I guess in between, very short and sweet, I would just put a general like, hey, coronavirus is a big thing. Stay safe. Listen to the experts. Wash your hands. We're not experts. It affects LCS and whatnot, but obviously I don't think we want to soak up a lot of time talking about it, but I think it should be addressed. So, hey, listen to experts that aren't us. With that, Rising news, patch 10.6 is out. All sorts of shit. Aiden, what's your favorite part of the new patch?
So the patch, I think overall, like, doesn't really do like anything like game changing. The only real big change in the patch is that the Wukong rework went through.
Mm-hmm.
More than anything.
I've been seeing a lot of Wukong.
I haven't seen him yet. Do you think he's good? Do you think the rework's good so far? If we actually want to talk about the rework right now, if like we want to go down to that.
Yeah, let's go through that rework in detail and then probably go back up and list all of the smaller changes.
Yeah. Cool. do you want us to go through each like section or should we just read their like I feel like their text doesn't do it justice.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and read the actual changes. So they adjusted his base stats a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think that really makes a huge difference. His passive, they have just straight up increased the amount of armor he gets. He doesn't get MR anymore, but they've also added some extra health regen, and his bonuses are increased when he or his decoy hit an enemy champion or monster. So his passive is just like when he's near things, and I guess now also hitting things, he gets bonus armor and health regen.
Wait, so he can get up to 500% total bonus if he hits enemies near him. So how much is that? Hold on, because at level 18, it's 11 per character times 5. And I can stack up to 500%, so times, I guess, just 5, right?
Times 5 again.
275 armor.
That's weird. That's such a weird passive. It's dumb.
It's almost like his passive is the worst part of his kit, and they're like, how can we just keep it?
How can we keep it, make it more complicated and harder to understand, but still awful?
Yeah. Also, I hate that they just threw a regen on him, like health, maximum health regen. That just seems like they're starting to do that on a lot of characters.
Mm-hmm. Not a huge fan of that change. His Q, they have made the bonus attack range scale up. So at third rank, it's the same as it was before that, a little shorter. After that, a little further. It now the cast time of it scales with his attack speed. And it looks like it lowers its cooldown when he or his duplicate deal damage. So you can cast it a little bit more often.
I think that's fine. I mean, I think he's still kind of boring so far.
Yeah, okay, so his W, the biggest change, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so updated. It's now Warrior Trickster. So he has small blink when he casts it that cannot go over walls. The stealth duration is down by half a second. So instead of 1.5 seconds of invis, it's only 1. Mana cost they adjusted, and his decoy now mimics his attacks and his ultimate, but it deals reduced damage. It will attempt to attack things that you've been hitting, and again, it's going to mimic your Q, your E, and your ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be a second unique knockup, so like if I hit something for the first time with my ult and my clone does, that's not two knockups, but they will both do damage at the same time. So that's the biggest thing,
mm-hmm.
is that it's kind of like a Shaco clone that mimics abilities now. I guess, well, you can't control it, but
mm-hmm.
it does shit.
I think this is like a better direction for it overall, because I feel like the whole point of the clone D4 was like, it's like a, I don't know, it's like it's a gimmick in trying to like bait people, but it like acted really poorly. Like whenever you used clone, right, it would like restart your animation. So like it was pretty easy to tell. Hopefully they cleared up some of that stuff as well with it. But it's also a shorter duration, so I feel like that matters less now.
Yeah, it's interesting for sure, and I think it's at least making some kind of change to how it works, which is nice because he needed a change for sure. His E, they changed like the scaling, the duration of the buff, cooldown, mana cost. Really just tweaked with the numbers a little bit. They did, though, change it so when you dash to something, you're a little bit further away from it. So instead of being, like, directly on top of the unit, you're a little bit behind them, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine. He shouldn't go exactly where their unit is. You should be beside them or behind them, right? I think that most dashes should be very clear in that and just be, like, you appear right like behind your champion or in front of them or whatever it might be, as opposed to like on top of it and then it like just however unit collision works out.
Yeah, no, I think it'll still be like a little bit weird, but like I think this is better.
Definitely, yeah. And his ultimate, the biggest big change. So firstly, you can now cast the ultimate a second time within the 8 seconds. The second cast can knock enemies up again. The knockup has been lowered. The amount of time that you spin has been lowered. The damage on it has gone down. They took away the flat damage and they gave it a percentage max health. And then it still scales based on your total AD. The amount of movement speed you get from it is... just 20% for the whole time instead of like a scaling up kind of thing. You can cancel it faster, obviously, because it's shorter. It ticks more often because, hey, tick rate of everything has been increasing as they're modernizing champions, and that needed to happen. And all AoE ticks should be at the same rate, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Anyway, distance to target while spinning? I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I think it means that, like, his unit size is considered smaller when he's ulting, so that he can get real close, like, on top of people.
Oh, I see. So you can get, like, right up on top of them sort of thing?
Yeah. And then you can also cast other abilities to cancel your ultimate, stopping its spin. So you can be like ult somebody and then E, and it's going to immediately E out of your ult, cancel it, but then you can still again like pop the second part of the ult, which is the biggest thing. So like I could like E in, ult, W to cancel it, and then ult again, or however I might want to do that combo. I have no idea what the ideal combo looks like right now. I think he's definitely a much better user of Conqueror now, and a better like bruiser for sure, which I'd love to see like a tank Wukong come out of this.
I really like that his ult does a percentage maximum health. Before, like, it was one of the worst level one ults in the game, I think.
Yeah, it was not great, right? Where you had to just like, you used it basically like for a single proc of Conqueror or Electrocute and then canceled it.
Yeah, you just cancel it, because you'd lose damage if you kept it going. It's crazy.
Yeah. So I would be happy if we saw a tankier, like, Black Cleaver Wukong come out of this.
Yeah, I hope he's not super frustrating to play against. Like right now, his old Wukong was kind of just like he was a one shot machine, kind of like a gimmicky, like come out of the shadows, one hit someone, and then ult and run away. I hope he's like he does play more as a bruiser. I feel like that would be like a better game design.
Yeah. I'm trying to see, does his Q still have armor reduction? They don't say anything about it, so I think so.
They don't mention that it's removed or changed, so I would assume so.
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to see how he goes. Maybe we'll talk about him a little bit more next week, but I haven't played against him yet. I'm surprised he hasn't been picked in my games.
Yeah, I've seen several picks of him, and it's just... It's weird seeing him ult a second time because it just feels wrong, but
cooldown hacking.
He seems pretty interesting. And again, I think that I would like to see a bruiser Wukong as opposed to lol, I built lethality, haha, get one shot.
Yeah. Cool.
Alright, so up to the top of the patch notes. Again, this is patch 10.6. Starting with Anivia. The duration of the like frozen effect on her ult is down from 6 seconds to 3.
So that's 2 to 3. That's up to from 2 to 3.
It's very hard to see. Wow. Yeah, it's weird when you have a gray text on a black screen that's been like struck through.
Yeah,
2 up to 3. So it's the same as her Q. A little bit stronger then.
Yeah, I think it's a nice buff to her. Do you see the buff they were gonna put through on her?
No,
they were gonna make it so that her ultimate can't be interrupted out of her ultimate.
Okay.
You know how she gets CC'd and like it drops her ult? Yeah, they were gonna make it so it doesn't. That would have been a crazy buff.
So, that would have been huge.
I'm glad they didn't do that because I feel like that gives her almost too much power. I feel like that's the counterplay to her, right? Is you get up and you stop her from doing her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
I think the only thing I might have as an availability is like, if she wanted to like keep her ultimate up while she's an egg, I think that'd be hilarious that she could.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she definitely shouldn't have it just be uninterruptible. That's dumb.
Yeah. Aphelios, Severum's innate heal and Infernum's innate damage. Dominions are decreased. Crescendum's empowered damage is decreased. I'm glad they're reducing the lower level heal. I feel like that was like the biggest one that was kind of annoying. The fact that he always starts with the healing one and he like can start just healing in lane is like pretty crazy, but
yeah,
those are good changes.
Okay, Darius, the bonus damage on his W has been decreased, the cost increased, and the cost of his E has increased, but it scales down even lower than before with level.
These aren't really nerfs, let's be real. Like, they're very minor, if anything.
They're just really, yeah, small adjustments. It doesn't really do anything to Darius.
Mm-hmm. Draven, though, he's getting some buffs. He's getting 10% on his W movement speed. I think that's actually like a nice buff. I think 70% at rank 5 is actually crazy good.
It's super good, and even just like 10% on that first rank that mm-hmm. you're right, because you're not gonna see any of those until like what, level 8, and you can put your second point into a new ability.
Yeah.
But so like that 10% bonus, or you know, is going to be pretty significant early on.
Mm-hmm.
Garen, base magic resist growth has been decreased. The critical strike ratio on his E has been decreased. Is this going to be the end of Phantom Dancer Trinity Force Garen? Probably not.
I think Garen's so fucking strong, man.
Too strong. He shouldn't do as much damage as he does for being as tanky as he is.
Do you think this removes him at all from the game? I feel like he's one of the best top laners. No.
I think he's still flying.
Yeah.
I like it's 10. What? Yeah, this is like 18 times. So yeah, 9 magic resist less, and then again the critical strike ratio from 50% down to 33. Like you weren't popping off with his E because it crit.
I mean, that was part of it, because the items you built crit. But, like, the main thing is you spike off Trinity Force, which doesn't have crit on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
I don't think it makes a difference.
They need to make the attack speed ratio on his E lower. I think that would have been a better change.
Yeah.
Anyways, Hecarim, our fear duration increased. So this is cool. Like the like you know how you can shoot your ult really far. The, if you shoot it really like far now, it can scale the fear scales all the way up to 2 seconds, which is cool. Because I like to see those like really far hacker ults rather than like the melee range ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely cooler. Kane, the rate at which he picks up orbs has been increased after 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So that just helps you if you've had a bad early game or maybe disconnected or you just had a really unfortunate team, like you wanted to go red Kane but you've just had to go bottom constantly against mm-hmm. you know range characters. It just helps you get your upgrade earlier.
I think that's the good way of looking at it, is that it allows you to get the one that you don't initially get quicker, because it's probably not going to affect your like whatever one you get initially mm-hmm. like that much, but like if you know you need to go red and you ganked range characters, I think that's a yeah, you can go red now much easier. Anyways, Kindred, base attack damage growth and mana increased, mana regen increased, W health restore increased, R heal increased. So I saw a lot of talk about this. A lot of people think that these changes don't do much. I saw I Will Dominate on Twitter said that like the one change that he would like to see is her W working on Scuttle. He thinks like that would be like a game changer for her.
That'd be pretty cool. I think that I would like to see her ultimate have a mark scaling. Mm-hmm. Like I think the idea that her Q has a mark scaling and her E have a mark scaling, like give everything in her kit a scaling off of her number of marks. Like Kindred is the mark character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your wolf heal, I would like to see. I think you could make the wolf heal as opposed to the damage scale, because you get so much damage scaling on the E and Q. And on the ultimate, I think you could either make it the heal or the cooldown is affected. You could make the cast time or the duration. Like, there's a lot of things you could affect on the ultimate based on her number of mark stacks.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think increasing the heal by 50 on her ult or increasing the heal by 10 early level on her W really makes any difference.
Yeah.
But I think that it'd be really cool if they made everything in her kit scale off of her number of marks.
As long as they don't give her any, like, gimmicks. Like, so the only thing I dislike about Kindred is, like, that she gets range off, like, every 4 marks, I think it is. Like, I think it's fine, but I wouldn't want them to add more, like, threshold things where they, like, change how the ability works almost. Because I feel like that turns characters into, like, Kayle. And I think Kayle's problematic in the fact that my character fundamentally changes when I hit 6, 11, and 16, right?
Mm-hmm. And even, like, for counterplay, it's just, like, I'm not used to playing against a level 16 Kayle because that doesn't happen
often. Yeah.
And so I have to learn this entirely new character and how to play against them in case the game goes to 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, yeah, currently her range scales up with marks, her attack speed bonus on her Q scales up with marks, and then the damage of her E scales up with marks.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be interesting to maybe on the W, what if it just made a bigger area? That'd be pretty sick.
That'd be pretty cool, yeah.
Right, where like the range at which Wolf can come get you and that she can just dance around with her Q.
It's crazy so that could dope. Be a nerf though at some point. Oh, you mean
yeah,
you
I guess.
Do you mean for R or for all, W? Like W,
I meant for W.
Okay, W is fine. I thought you meant ult. Because like if you extended it past your auto, actually, because your auto range extends, as long as they kept it like pair with your auto, it's fine, I guess. Because I could see a a poorly developed character, her ult extending past her auto range, so people can be in her ult, but she can't hit them.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be bad. But, yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be interesting. I think also you could maybe do something with, because I think the amount of range and attack speed she can get for free with marks is kind of stupidly strong. Like, it's very rare that you hit that number of stacks, but there's a certain point where she can just, right, auto-attack you from forever away, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
I would love to see maybe them change something in regards to the Q. Maybe it's a lower attack speed scaling, but it increases the dash range of it, or even lowers it still even more, so you can like dash again. It's hard to really balance that out, but I feel like later game, it's like you get like two or three autos attacks in between each Q.
Yeah.
Which feels weird when you're like, I should be hopping around a lot, right? No. But I think that's enough to say about Kindred. These changes don't really make a big difference.
Yeah.
As is.
Morgana got some base movement speed and shield increased early. I don't think the changes make too much. I guess base movement speed's a little bit helpful, but I don't think the 20 on black shield is going to change anything, really.
Yeah, I've seen a pickup of jungle Morgana with this, though. 5 movement speed for a jungler is actually pretty big.
That's fair, yeah. And she got jungle buffs to her Blackpool last patch.
Mm-hmm. Last patch. Rise's base mana regen growth has increased, and the W damage has been increased at later ranks. Don't really think this makes a huge difference.
Yeah, does Rise have mana problems? Because like that's a big mana like regen increase, like by 20%. Oh, actually not by 20, by 25%. Did he have mana problems like other than early game? Because like early game, it's not going to make that big of a difference. But like level 18, it's going to be a good amount difference.
I don't think so. I really don't know why they changed his mana regen.
Yeah,
but I guess we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, it's interesting. Senna, passive AD per soul decreased. Miss cooldown now scales. This is good. I feel she got way too many, like she got way too much gold worth of stats from each soul. So they're trying to tune that down a little bit. That's good.
I think they should just make it like Thresh's, where it scales down in effectiveness.
Yeah,
starts at 1 and then 0.99, 0.98, etc.
That would work, I think.
Yeah. I think that does kind of, it would mess her up as an AD carry, but she doesn't really even get the souls that much when she is killing everything. I don't know. It's weird. Ultimate Shaco, the basic attack range on his ulti clone has, the basic attack damage. I think I said range. I don't know why I said range. The AD on his clone is reduced from 75% to 60%, so the clone's auto attacks do less damage.
Huh. I personally didn't think Shaco's too much of an issue, but who am I to say?
Yeah, and I think this is a good way to hit him, though.
Yeah, it's very light.
Like, this doesn't affect his early game really at all. This only affects his like late game and soloing of objectives.
Yeah, that's fair. Soraka's Q rejuvenation heal is increased, and her movement speed bonus is increased from it. That's fair. I like those like small little changes to her.
Definitely. Twisted Fate, his blue card and red card ability power ratios have changed. So his red card has gone from 0.5 to a 0.6. His blue card has gone from 0.5 to a 0.9.
I like those changes a lot.
Yeah, that... It gives you reasons to cast the other cards. I think they should give his blue card like a... Does the amount of mana you get back doesn't scale with your AP, does it?
No, it's like it's like a flat amount.
It's a flat amount. I think it should scale with your AP.
That'd be cool, yeah. Yeah, because like blue card feels like trash to use, like late game.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're hitting a tower with it.
Yeah, that's fair.
TF change.
Urgot, Q slow duration is increased, E stun duration is increased. I don't know if Urgot needed buffs, in my opinion, but who am I to say? I lose lane to Urgot a lot. I can't really beat that character lane too often.
Yeah, I think it's nice. I don't think it makes a big difference.
No, I don't think it does.
Veigar, base attack damage growth, and armor increase. Q base damage also increased. So that's 10 damage at all levels to the Q. His base AD doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But it helps you last hit a little, even though you should be last hitting with Q.
Like, this isn't going to change like his overall like combo damage giving him time. I think this is like going to benefit him last hitting minions with Q early. That's about the main benefit, I think.
Yep.
Cool.
But that does definitely snowball to a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
So... Veigar players, and especially like bot lane Veigar, I think is pretty good right now. Fun with that. Wukong, we already talked about. So we're going to scroll past him.
Mm-hmm.
Xerath, the W center damage increase. So if you hit the ultimate, or sorry, the W right in the sweet spot, it now, instead of doing 50% more damage, it does 66% more damage. Which I'm fine with. It's interesting. His ultimate, the damage of it at later ranks, as well as the AP ratio, have gone just a little bit up.
Huh, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I think if you're going to do that to the W, it's weird. To go from 50 to 66.7 to me is real weird.
What about going from 0.43 ratio to 0.45?
That's just common sense.
That is odd, though. Whatever. So there's some jungle changes to jungle characters. Brand, Morgana, Shen, Teemo, Yorick, and Zyra are all getting small little changes, making their abilities do a little bit more damage to monsters, which I think is nice. I think jungle Brand's good. I think jungle Morgana's possible. I think jungle Shen's not bad. Jungle Teemo's trolling. Jungle Yorick, I have no idea what to think of. And then jungle Zyra sounds bad as well.
Okay, so wait. Oh, his blind lasts 100% longer versus monsters?
Yeah.
Good old jungle Teemo.
So, like, that's sick. He already did, like, so, like, buffs and, like, Gromp and stuff really, really easily. Mainly because you can blind Gromp for his first couple autos. But, like, he still can't do any of the AoE camps.
Not until after six, yeah.
Yeah, it's awful.
He's not well. So they made a change to funneling again.
Mm-hmm.
So what is this change?
It's pretty good, actually, I think.
The monster hunter penalty is automatically removed at 14 minutes.
Yeah.
And not only do you get less gold, but you also get less experience from lane minions, mm-hmm, if you have a jungle item.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the big thing, is they added an experience debuff on top of the gold debuff.
And I still think it gets removed when you upgrade your item, right? I think, maybe? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So I think it's, like, fine. I just feel like it shuts down, like, some super, like, lame stuff early.
Definitely.
Top lane significance update. So they're, first of all, they're changing Death's Dance. They're making it to more of a bruiser item. So rather than having 80 AD and 10% cooldown reduction, it's going to have 50 AD, 30 armor and magic resist, and 10% cooldown reduction. And they're changing the storing and post mitigation damage to have it store 30% of all post damage mitigation received from melee characters and 20% from ranged, rather than 30% from everyone. I think that's cool. And then they're also changing teleport. So rather than it being a 5-minute cooldown, it's going to start at 7, but scale down to 4. Is that 4?
Yeah, 4 minutes.
4 minutes, which I think is cool. And then once you teleport, you get 3 seconds of increased mobility, which increases by 10% at level 6 and 11. I think it's cool.
Definitely fine with that. I like late game, like, team fights around teleports. I hate early game, like, LOL, our top laner TP'd into a level 2 fight bottom and lost the game for us.
Yeah.
I
think level 1 TP is going to be rough. Like, if you TP back to lane at level 1 with a 7-minute cooldown, you lose really hard if you have to burn TP early. Yes. Where's the, I'm assuming it's level 11 is, like, the, yeah, it is. I think it's level 11 is the breakpoint, I believe. Also, I saw that if you run Cosmic Insight plus, what's the other thing? Cosmic, what's the other?
Lucidity Boots?
Lucidity Boots. And you play TF, your ultimate's on your TP is on a 208-second cooldown, I think. So, like, you can always TP your alt, like, between the two, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, super sick. Like, TF's, like, gonna be super sick. 208 seconds is wild for, like, TP.
And they buffed his W? You're kidding.
He's OP.
He's busted. So yeah, I'm interested to see where this goes and what they do with it. Recommended items have been updated on a bunch of characters to be a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
They did some ARAM changes. Don't matter. Some bug fixes. Any interesting bug fixes?
I didn't read through any of them, no. I'm assuming not, though. Oh, that's an interesting one. Mordekaiser's R, Realm of Death, no longer deals an additional 10% of the target's maximum health and damage when they cast out on a target at full HP. So just do 10% of people's health.
That's good. That's really good.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Some Eternals stuff, but I think that's really it. Or the Rek'Sai no longer gains CC immunity for 3 seconds when she ults a clone.
Yeah. Did you see, like, but the current Vi bug and why she's banned in, like, LCS and LEC?
No, what is it?
If you ult someone as they die, it puts your ult on cooldown, I believe, but it makes you immune to CC for 8 seconds.
Nice! We love to see that shit.
And it would be infinite, but, like what's it called? Unstoppable is hard-coded to, like, only last 8 seconds, like, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you think about these new skins?
I love the skins, man. I think Talon looks too much like Ezreal, but like I think the Bard one, the Taric one and the Twitch one are 10 out of 10 skins.
Yeah, I think the Taric and Twitch are awesome. I don't know why that's a Talon skin.
It looks like Ezreal.
It doesn't make sense for Talon or Ezreal in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there should be, I like the idea of there being another character there, but, like, Talon is not the character that I want to see, like, chilling with these two.
Yeah.
I feel like it should be, like, an Enchantress.
Yeah. That's fair. What about the other skins?
Anyway, that Twitch skin looks so good.
Yeah.
We also have Darkstar Malphite and Darkstar Malphite Prestige. We've got Cosmic Lux and Dark Cosmic Lux. Darkstar Mord, Darkstar Xerath, and some chromas for a lot of those.
I think the chromas look so good. The chromas look so much better than they do now than like they used to. So, what I was trying to say.
Yeah, for sure. They've made a lot of progress in making the chromas actually interesting and unique.
Yeah. Cool. That's our patch notes.
Yeah. So aside from that patch, the new TFT set is out. Have you played any Galaxies yet?
I got to play one game with Kennedy today. It's a nightmare trying to figure out stuff.
Yeah, that's how I felt. I played 2 or 3 games and I was just like, I have no idea what's good or what's happening, but okay.
Or what items make or what synergies are. It's fun figuring shit out. I think that's like the main like benefit the TFT has like in the early stages of sets. I had fun though. I played a Xayah Blade Master carry game. So I had mm-hmm. fun with that.
How do you feel about Space Pirates?
I mean, I think it's just so goofy, some of them. Like, some of the things are just so goofy. Space Pirates is cool, but I don't know.
Yeah, I love the idea that, like, it's a gold unit, so it's unlikely. But, like, if you ever got that early before mm-hmm. and you start getting extra items.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just cool because, like, Darius, like, I had a Darius, like, reset on, like, 4 of my characters. He didn't get an item, but I'm like, man, that's so crazy that he could just get items. Or like,
yeah, I had someone do like a Darius build where they gave him the thing that your spells could crit and then 2 infinity edges. And so he was just like alt 8 people in a row because he did so much damage.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. But yeah, it's a new set. I'll definitely be trying to play a little bit more of it probably tonight. And looking forward to when they release the actual, like, arena
the galaxies,
changes.
The different galaxies.
The galaxies themselves, yeah.
I think that's going to make it so much fun. Like, the idea of, like, just everyone, like, having these crazy things happen, it's a great idea. It's going to keep the game fresh, I think.
For sure. Mobile TFT, is that out?
comes out on the 19th. It's getting a slow rollout, but it started on the 17th, and it'll be fully launched by, I guess, tomorrow, the 19th, which is nice.
Oh, awesome. Other changes? We've got Fiddle on PBE. There was the teaser. There was the voice lines release. They've done, you know, like, they've shown everything he's got, basically. How do you feel about Fiddle?
I think he's super spooky. That teaser was, like, one of the better teasers they've, like, made in a long time, I think. I mean, all their teasers are good, but I just thought it was, like, really, really good. I think a lot of people liked it. I think voice lines sound really cool. I think his kit's a little bit... I mean, it's just, like, a better version of his old kit, kind of. I like it a lot. I still think it's going to be a little bit annoying to play against.
Yeah, I mean, the point-and-click fear is still irritating to play against. I don't really know what his passive does.
It's literally a replacement for wards. Did you see that?
Oh, those give vision?
Yeah, so instead of having a trinket, he has those. Okay. And he can have up to two of them. And they give vision. They even give vision of pink wards when you first draw. Like, they give, like, true vision, like, pink ward vision, that, like, when you drop them for, like, five seconds or something like that. So they act as wards, but they, like, scare people away and, like, pretend to do abilities when people see them.
Okay. Yeah, I think that they could have maybe done something more in-depth with those. I want to see exactly how they work, but damn if that cinematic wasn't good. And, like, I listened through probably 4 or 5 minutes of all of the voice lines, and they got some fun stuff.
Yeah, they did a really good job with them. I'm excited to see what they do with Volibear when we see him in probably a couple months.
Yeah, definitely. We have Clash coming up April 11th and 12th, and then presumably again in May.
I saw the date for the May one, but I couldn't remember what the day was. I'm pretty sure it's 16th to 17th, but it might have been the 24th and 25th. Either way, it sounds like they're going to do Clash once a month based on this. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, definitely. So that's all we have for our Rising news. So we're going to move on into the Guaranteed Guffaws, where we're going to talk about just basically who's strong in the current patch and why. That's your cue, Aiden.
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear you for a second. So yeah, I made a tier list. I've been playing a lot of League of Legends. I have like 150 games on my Smurf. So I decided, hey, I have a pretty good read of the meta, so I should make a tier list. And a lot of people in our Discord disagreed with me on stuff, but hey, I'm pretty sure I'm right. Anyways, let's go through each role. For top lane, I also ordered these two, so if you want to like have any... Like, I wouldn't, like, change, like, minuscule things, like, if you actually think, like, Garen's actually better than Ornn, even though you have Ornn first and Garen second. But if you have, like, any big changes, then feel free to mention them as well. But I have Ornn, Garen, Sett, Darius, Quinn, Mordekaiser, Tryndamere, Volibear, Fiora, and Maokai.
Okay. I feel okay about all of these characters being up here. I would say I probably include Gnar right now just because he's good against a lot of these characters.
Yeah.
Like he can dance around an Ornn or a Sett or even a Garen and a Darius if you're really good at Gnar. I would probably put Mord up there with the Garens and Setts of the world. I think Mord is nutty. But aside from that, yeah, I'm pretty much in agreement with you here. I'm trying to think if there's any top laners I would also add.
The only one I would add since like making this list, I made this list about like a week or so ago. I would add Aatrox. I think the only characters that are like, I think top lane you can counter so hard, by the way, I think you're at such a disadvantage, picking first in the lane. But the only characters I think you can actually like safely first pick are Ornn, Sett, Mordekaiser, and Aatrox was the other one. Aatrox is the one character I wanted to add. I think Aatrox is really good. I think
you could probably blind pick Fiora if you're good at Fiora.
Yeah, but I just feel like you get abused pretty hard. I just feel like top lane is like such a... I just feel like you get... I don't know, man. Top lane feels like if you pick first and they counterpick you, you don't get to have fun.
It is not pleasant, that's for sure.
Cool. Jungle.
All right, so that's top lane.
This is the biggest of the list, by the way. I feel like jungle is a very open role right now. I have Elise, Lee Sin, Echo, Warwick, Shyvana, Jarvan, Zac, Rengar, Brand, Graves, Evelynn, Olaf. The only changes I think I would make to this, like, already, would be I'd probably move Shyvana down a little bit. I think I over, like, rated her. But other than that, I feel like it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, I'd probably bring Shyvana down a little bit. I think AP Shyvana is a lot of, like, fun, even if it's really stupid and shouldn't work for that character. Having one ability to do 90% of someone's health bar is fun. I think that Kha'Zix should still be on this list somewhere.
I think he's better than Rengar. I was talking to someone before. I was talking to like the guy in chat. Rengar equal best champ in the game. I was saying I think Kha'Zix is actually better than Rengar right now. I thought like Rengar was better because like I saw a lot more people playing him. But like I'm starting to warm up to the Kha'Zix after seeing you play him.
I think that that's not a very representative sample, but
yeah.
I think that Kha'Zix is still good enough to be on the list. I think Master Yi is pretty decent right now.
Yeah.
Especially just because he can scale solo farming. Mm-hmm. I'd say probably I could put Nocturne out there as a consideration, but I think you have him in the mid list where he's probably better.
Yeah, I only put people in one role. So like, I didn't put Brand as support because I thought he was a better jungler, and I didn't put Nocturne jungle because I thought he was a better mid laner.
Yeah, I would probably move Echo to mid then. I think he's better mid laner than he is jungler. In my opinion, I don't really play Echo jungle though, so you take that as you will.
I think it's one of the closer ones at least.
Yeah. But yeah, I'd say I'm pretty well on board with this. My list is definitely biased against characters I don't really play. Like, I don't consider Elise the best jungler in the game because I'm not a very good Elise. And again, in general, my thoughts on characters are based on what I can do with them.
Yeah.
Obviously, not all the time, but, you know, I have a little bit of a bias against Elise, I guess.
I mean, everyone has their own bias, right? Like, my bias for Elise obviously comes from the fact that, like, whenever I have an Elise in my game and, like, on my, like, main account, where she just fucking flash cocoons someone level one, kills them, re-ganks them, kills them again, comes bottom, dives them, like, I'm like, oh, she just took it. She just took control of the entire game by herself.
Yeah, but I think that's a pretty strong jungle tier list. I think Amumu's good too, but
yeah, I still think he's like definitely the bottom of that. If I was gonna add him, and I already felt like I had so many characters, I feel like you can pick like a lot of things jungle though.
Yeah, any jungler is fine right now.
Yeah. For mid, I think this list is pretty concise. I'm actually super happy with it. I have Kassadin, Sylas, Diana, Fizz, Veigar, Nocturne, Zilean, and Vladimir. The only changes I would make so far would be I'd move Kassadin down two pegs, and I think I'd move Diana. It would be like my top three would be Diana, Sylas, then Kassadin. I think it would be my only change.
Yeah, I'm pretty well in agreement with this. I haven't played much Zilean recently, but I wouldn't be surprised if he was good.
You saw the OP.GG of that guy that I linked to.
Yeah.
This Korean Zilean one trick. First of all, a good metric to see how good a character is look at like the one of the best one tricks in the world of the character. See where they usually hover. Like this Zilean usually hovers like, I think, low master sort of thing. And see where they currently are. So this guy, he usually hovers low master, and he's, I think, like 700 points challenger or something like that. And he also just does whatever the fuck he wants with his runes. He does, sometimes, some games he takes Aerie, some games he takes Unsealed Spellbook, sometimes it's Grasp, sometimes it's Press the Attack. Like, there's no rhyme or reason to what he's doing, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
I'm sure there is, but
alternating between Comet and Aerie, I can see, or even Unsealed Spellbook, I don't know why you'd be taking Grasp or Press the Attack on Zilean ever.
He takes Press the Attack a lot, too. I think he takes it into, like, I don't even know, man. I guess the idea is that you can double bomb people, or like you can auto double bomb, auto before the bombs explode, and you do a ton of damage. Maybe, I don't know.
Interesting. I'll have to look at that, I guess. But yeah, I think Diana is absolutely nuts. I've been banning her pretty much every game. I think Sylas is also nuts. They abuse Conqueror, and they deal too much damage and are hella tanky and have sustain. Like, I'm a control mage player, so I don't like when mid lane isn't control mages, and I especially don't like when it's these highly mobile characters that deal more damage, have more mobility, are harder to kill, like have shields, have heals. Like, what can't they do? Clear waves? Yeah, they still can.
Yeah.
That's my rant against current mid lane meta. AD carries. What you got?
My list for AD carries is Senna, Aphelios, Misfortune, Ezreal, Kai'Sa, Jhin, and Lucian.
Yeah, I think that those are all good. They're all very playable. I think Senna and Aphelios are still super strong. I think Misfortune's probably one of the most annoying characters to play against.
Yeah.
And Ezreal's just Ezreal. His lane phase is untouchable. Like, you should never kill an Ezreal unless he made a mistake.
Yeah, he just like has such a big spike too.
Definitely.
I think I'm a little biased towards Senna. Maybe she isn't like top, but I feel like based on like Senna being like the feaster, like the feast or not the feast, you know, the famine Senna, where like you give your support all the farm and you still are just as strong as every other AD carry. I think that's like crazy powerful, and I have only seen people do it twice, I think, in all the ranked games I've played.
Yeah, it's wild.
Cool. Support. This one's also pretty concise. Nautilus, Yuumi, Pyke, Blitzcrank, Swain, Thresh, and Bard. I might even move Swain up a little bit, but I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah, I definitely think Nautilus is nuts. I think Yuumi, if you know how to play her, is also nuts, and that's more team comp reliant.
Yeah, I think Yumi's the one people disagreed the most on with me. I just felt like she is a character that allows you to, I guess not 1v9 because you have Yuumi, but 2v9 a game or 2v8 a game, right? Like, it doesn't, yeah. Your AD carry doesn't have to do well. Like, just anyone on your team who can, like, be a good Yuumi carrier does well, you can just 2v9, 2v8 that game. Like, easy.
Definitely. I think, yeah, definitely Swain's super good right now. Bard's good. I'm in general agreement with this list. So yeah, that was our kind of current meta tier list. Aiden's going to continue posting those patch to patch as he sees fit. I'm interested to see where this season goes, and what the meta looks like around Worlds.
Yeah, really. It's been fun so far, though.
Yeah, there hasn't been anything I've been, like, super against.
Cool. Want to talk about LCS for a second, even though there's no real news other than the one bit of news?
Don't you mean Foxloaf's Progath for Pro League news section that he got as a reward for being a huge Patreon supporter?
Yeah, that's what I mean, exactly that.
Yes, that section. So what's the one bit of news here?
LEC and LCS are back this week. So they're going to be playing their games online at the team houses and stuff, which is cool. Super good awareness and like proper way of handling this whole situation by Riot and the two LCS and LEC divisions. It's good to be smart, not have people in like public spaces gathering and stuff like that. I think this is the right way of doing it. Kind of sucks for them that they have to like forego all this stuff. They're also like even canceling Monday Night League because they don't want teams to play like this weird schedule for NALCS. But anyways, games are coming back online this week. So I'm glad to have the season back at it.
Yeah, unfortunately, spring finals are dead. Big sad.
That sucks, man. They come right to you and they go, nah.
The fucking Riot Games, what a tease.
Yeah.
He baited me. But yeah, so that's our LCS section. Moving into the round table, Aiden, what was last week's question?
Last week's question was, with One For All coming to live next patch, who are you most looking forward to playing? Why? Dominic says, 5 Zoes, the Paddle Start, Kaboom, and Bubble Lands. You're basically solar dust, not to mention all those extra summoner spells laying across the battlefield. Furthermore, this podcast gets me through my rough work days till I get home to my wonderful family. Then exercise what I've learned from you guys. Thank you for your efforts to put in the podcast, brother. Cheers to your future content. Thank you very much. I think that's a good answer. Steve says, I'm waiting to play Volibear with my friends because I used to play him all the time and be screaming Bear Squad inbound while charging in with Predator and Righteous Glory, flipping off flipping an enemy five times also helps. I love playing just like stupid tanky stuff in All for One. I feel like that's gonna be the most fun. Tom said Blitzcrank gang for life, all the hooks, all of them. Blitzcrank's such a good one to go back to, like, no matter what. You're probably not winning those games, but he's fun.
Yeah.
Bonnie said Jin, the Death Bush, all five ults in one spot. Ugh, so good. I really want to like have everyone just stack traps on like Baron for when it spawns. I feel like that would be a lot of fun.
God, so dumb, but yeah,
it'd be pretty fun. Noah said, Gnar, can you imagine ulting someone back and forth between walls? I like the situation that you all have to be turning mega and one person has to be in between two walls, but you just slam them back and forth over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. I was going to pull some from Discord, but my Discord was like super fucked earlier because of internet issues. So I'm just going to call it there for this week's roundtable. But next week's roundtable question is, what champion would benefit the most from Snowball, the ARAM summoner spell, being added as a summoner spell on Summoner's Rift, and why?
So I would say in general, right, it's a gap close.
Yeah.
And that's its best thing it's got going for it, is its ability to gap close. I'd say on a lot of melee characters, not only can you use it to get in if you need to, but you can use it to prolong Conqueror.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a thing that needs to be considered. That being said, who would it be best on?
Yes.
Oof.
You also have to think they have to drop a summoner spell, right? So like they're probably going to run Flash plus Snowball in theory, right?
Yeah, I could see it on like Set being pretty nuts.
That was going to be my one. I feel like I would rather take it than TP, or I might even rather take it than Flash, to be honest.
Yeah, because you can go a lot farther with it if you land it.
Yeah, and you're only going in.
And if you get in the fight and you can ult the tank, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Or just pop your E and disrupt everything.
You also have to imagine it's a, what, 50-second cooldown or 40-second cooldown or whatever it is?
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, huge.
Yeah, I think it could also be pretty nutty on Zed.
Yeah.
Just because also, like, you know, snowballing in and then going back to a W shadow. It's fucking dumb.
I think Fiddle would take it. Like, he didn't play Fiddle jungle, because I feel like you need Flash and Smite. But if you played him, like, either lane or support, I would think you'd take Snowball secondary. I think Fiddle alt, the way that it works, if you hit Snowball on someone, then you just alt and like Snowball to them, is such a crazy good engage tool on ARAM that I feel like it would be super good on Summoner's Rift as well.
Mm-hmm. Or even just gap closing with an early game to get a point blank fear.
Yeah.
not bad.
Yeah.
So I think any character can really benefit from it or could see a use for it. I'm interested to see what the community comes up with, because I'm sure there's like one or two that are just obscene.
Yeah. So you can hit us up on our Facebook page at LeagueCast, send us an email, mail@leaguecastpodcast.com, or come into our Discord and post in our roundtable section. Thank you.
Yeah. So with that being said, we're into Malphite. That's the
Malphite.
One.
Yeah, not Malphite. Not Malphite.
Yeah, we're just talking about Malphite for the rest of the show. What a character. Yeah. He's a big rock guy. Isn't that so cool?
Yeah.
So first email here is from Zachary. All right, boys, story time. I was playing Gragas and doing horrible at farming, but we won't talk about that. And the misfortune decides that I want to go top against Fiora. And like, cool, I'll just focus topside to build a lead, and it'll be okay as long as things doesn't get out of hand. Spoiler alert, it did. 15 minutes O, she's 9-0 with my MF being 0-9. At this point, I'm done playing the game and really need to go next, but my team isn't. So I try making some high-risk, high-reward plays, trying to turn it all around, and we get aced 3 times in a row. I alt F4 and switch to my other account, only to find out I can't log in. Now, at this moment, I am at peak tilt meter. The meter is broken, actually. So I do what any logical player of this game would do. I make a new account under the email ihateriotgames@gmail and IGN I loathe Riot Rito Games, because I couldn't do it. By the time I had the new account, I could have just went to my main, but I was too deep in. I had to make this account. So now I have an account declaring just how much this game tilts me. Sorry for the long email, but I think you'd get a few laughs from the amount of pettiness that occurred. Have a good one. Sent from my iPhone, Zachary.
Yeah, League can make you kind of angry sometimes. A little bit butt mad, as they say.
A little salty.
Yeah. Yeah, you just have to do your best to like try to not tilt, because, man, it's hard sometimes, man. But, hey.
I also think it's pretty hilarious that he's like, ah, fuck, can't get into my Smurf. I guess I'll just make an I Hate Riot Games account.
Yeah, that's really funny.
Oh, this next one's me, too.
I was going to say, yeah, you kind of have to read this next one.
This is Speedy Spikes, who gave us the song, the poem, whatever it was that I read as a poem. Mm-hmm. Last week, we've got Lost in a Jungle Part 2. He says I nailed the first part. I don't know about that. I'm going to be reading this for the first time, so we'll see how it goes.
I believe in you.
Still feeling hollow, the boy asked me what's up. I tearfully sighed. I've lost my dear pup. With a gleam in his eye, they snowballed away. And again I'm alone, to my own dismay. Within a cove, I saw lots of lightning, coming from both a bear and a Viking. Then one large bolt caused a dragon to shrill, with enough damage to secure the kill. Their battle raged on as I floated down the river, hitting a pillar of ice, giving me shivers. A gal mockingly asked if I was chilly, but joke's on her, 'cause riding pigs is silly. Then I was rushed by some spirit guy, turtles, tigers, and bears, oh my! He took all that I had, then ran off like the wind. I knew in 5 minutes he'd be back again. And if I wasn't already down on my luck, I stepped in a circle and was suddenly stuck. For a few seconds, I could not move a muscle. All I could think was I'm not ready to tussle. Tune in next week for the finale.
The finale? Oh, no, I'm ready. I'm excited.
So that's definitely Echo, right?
Yeah, it'd have to be Echo, right? Or unless
I feel like it's Echo.
Wait, could it be Singed? It could be Singed, maybe, in theory, but...
Yeah, it could be Singed, but I feel like Jungle Echo is more common than Jungle Singe.
That is fair, yeah.
So thank you for that, Speedy Spikes. Very good again. Hopefully I didn't butcher the timing too much.
I got this one. It's from Beetroot. He says, hey, Leaguecast, I know we're not supposed to ask for ranked advice, but I think this is general enough that it may help some of the community too, just not myself. Oh, sorry, not just myself. And advice farming on...
I think it means any advice.
That makes way more sense. Any advice farming on AP champs? I find that my CS on champs that scale with AP without spamming spells, and when playing Ahri, that means that I'm out of mana fast, but with AD, without AD, it's hard to figure out exactly when to auto, when it's safe to farm with spells. And to end this email on a more fun note, what's your guys' favorite off-meta build? So he's asking... How does he get better at farming without using his spells on AP characters because they have low AD, I think is the idea. Or when to use your spells even to farm with.
Yeah. So in general, like, it's not a very helpful answer, but, like, get good at last hitting.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the age-old recommendation for that is, like, go into a custom game with a very low attack damage character, don't build AD, and just figure it out.
Yeah.
That being said, when do you use spells on waves, when do you not? That's a really complicated thing, when it comes down to it, but in general, you don't want to be wasting all your mana just clearing out waves, mm-hmm. and you want to ideally only be using your spells on the waves that it gives you some kind of advantage, like Vigor Q, or when you need to do so for proper wave control, and wave control is a very long, in-depth topic that I don't think we could answer in terms of an email.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to be saving your spells and your mana as much as you can, and ideally autoing mostly for your last hits.
If you're pushed under a tower, use your spells to last hit the minions. That's like, yeah. My number one piece of advice is that if you should be lasting as much as you can with your autos. There are times where you should be pushing. There are times you should be like setting up waves with spells. There are times you should be pressuring enemy, all that stuff. That's all like more in depth, like, and kind of hard to talk about without like seeing a case to case basis. But when you are under tower being pressured in, make sure you're getting your farm. It's so important to not fall behind on CS. Like, gold is like your biggest resource in the game.
Yeah, and again, if you can clear out that wave quickly, then they won't get as much tower damage or pleats.
Yeah. Cool.
So hopefully that helps. Next email is from FretfulSumo0. Says, short time listener, first time emailer. First of all, on the topic of a friendly fire from a few weeks ago, Fiora would be screwed by that, as her lunge semi-auto targets enemies, prioritizing vitals. Having her be able to hit allied vitals would shred her teammates and make it hard to fight against diving or engage characters that she's normally good against, like Zac and Ornn, and she'll hit her teammates instead. Secondly, last week you were doing trivia on obscure quotes, and the one about Ornn to Volibear showed up, so I thought I'd clear up their relationship. Quick disclaimer, I'm getting most of this from the Ash War Mother comic, so it might be a little different than what I'm explaining. He says, essentially, Ornn, Volibear, and Anivia are all demigods and siblings. Ornn lives in solitude. Most people have forgotten about him. Anivia is worshipped by a ton of people in Freljord. And it's implied that Volibear leads a clan of beast-like creatures that dominate a part of the Freljord. Either that, or they just worship him. I have no idea who their parents are, but they're presumably from Mount Targon. Sorry for the long-ish email. Have a good week.
It's crazy that Taric's the older parents. That's what I got from that.
Yeah, Taric is fucking grade A daddy
Taric
material.
Birthed
though.
Out
you
fucking
right?
Three demigods.
Taric, let's go. I don't even know what else to say.
Next one's from Alexander. He says, hey guys, pressuring here, longtime listener, first time emailer. Quick question for you guys, as I seem to have an epidemic on my hands. Currently gold 4, just failed 3 gold 3 promos. My issue is that I have 200 games played this season, 65% win rate Nunu, 70 plus games, 62% win rate Singe, 25 games. Swain and Ornn are both at 15 games with 65% win rate, but there is a major problem. I am currently only getting 13-14 LP per win, but losing 22-24, which makes it almost impossible to climb. Do I just trash my main account and say F all the cool skins and just make a new account with fresh MMR? It seems like I'm only playing with low silver players and yet have a 60% win rate. Sorry for the rambling. Help me or start over. So the reality is you have to like fix your MMR by playing more games. That's like the start of it. MMR is a nightmare to figure out sometimes. But if you do have a 65% win rate on these characters, you should be able to like continue to climb even without it, especially since there's promo helpers at your ELO. Right?
Yeah, and it's going to feel bad dealing with like having 60% win rates but still not climbing. Aiden and I get to deal with the fun of dealing with the players with 40% win rates that are climbing.
Yeah.
MMR is messy, and it's just really at this point a part of the game. I would stick to your main account, keep playing your games. Switching to a new one probably won't make a difference. If you aren't enjoying ranked because of it, you could consider a different account or just taking a break.
Mm-hmm.
But again, affecting your MMR is only going to happen over a large number of games.
Yeah, it's kind of a lame answer, but yeah, either take a break, play on a new account just to like refresh yourself, or just keep grinding, because it sounds like you're doing well at least, which is the most important thing.
Yeah, for sure. Final email is from Machina. It's your trusty companion, Machina, sending in another message to the mighty trio of Leaguecast. Ha! Ha, trio?
Duo.
There's only two of us in. More like duo, dynamic. That just reminded me about our trio game today, Aiden.
Oh, yeah. Trevor and I came up for ranking
each other
and Cold was in it.
Yeah, and then they thought that me and Trevor were the duo because we had the same clan tag. that was a fun game. I've recently been drifting away from League of Legends, and by drifting, I simply mean making time for other games as well. The time being spent playing mostly fighting games, Granblue Fantasy Versus specifically. If you have any interest in the game, I highly suggest picking it up. And with both League community and the FGC soon to have some bleeding into one another with the updated fighting game, I thought it'd be an appropriate time to ask. Any champions you'd think would be interesting in a fighting game? Silas is one that comes to mind. If you've ever played Street Fighter V, he could clearly take on the role of Seth, stealing movesets from the opponent and using them against him. Hopefully your creative minds can think of something for Riot to steal. Stay healthy, Machina. Also, side note, if you need any manga recommendations, highly suggest reading Chainsaw Man. It's a wonderful, bloody mess of a series. I mean, that kind of description is the thing that I... like. It's a wonderful, bloody mess.
Yeah.
But, so, fighting game characters.
I mean, I just want, like, the obvious ones in, like, the game. Like, which, like, I obviously want, like, the Dariuses and, like,
Lee Sin
and sets and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, I want those. I don't know enough about, like, fighting game mechanics and stuff like that to, like, see how they work, but I just like want the obvious like brawly boys, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think Udyr would make a badass fighting game character. And you could make him very similar to Hwarang in Tekken, mm-hmm. in that he's got different stances. Mm-hmm. So this is getting very detailed, but Tekken being a three-dimensional fighting game. And Hwarang having in, like, it's weird. He's got two main stances in that he's got, like, left stance and right stance.
Mm-hmm.
But then with that, he's also got, like, facing towards opponent, facing away from opponent variations on all of that. But I think with Udyr, you could do something like that where, like, you could have different movesets or combos where it's like, these are tiger movesets, these are turtle movesets. And I think that could be really well implemented into a fighting game,
mm-hmm.
and actually feel interesting. So that'd be my recommendation.
That'd be cool. That'd be really, really cool.
As opposed to, like, I think there's a lot of characters that would be cool. I think Gnar would be another interesting one, where, like, after your health drops to a certain point, the mechanics change a little.
Yeah.
But it's tough, I think. I think it's really tough designing, like, unique fighting game characters.
Yeah, we don't know if they're gonna have like ultimates or something like that. I would assume they have like an ultimate or something like that, you know what I mean?
Or yeah, a special of some kind.
Yeah, some sort of special, which would be interesting, because I've always liked form change like specials, like that don't like do a ton of damage but like just make you super strong. I was always like those, so like maybe there could be like one of those for mm-hmm. character like Gnar or something like that.
Yeah, definitely. So thanks so much for the email. And we're trying to stay healthy.
We got one more though. This one's from Bobby, and he says, "I am a Volibear man, I'm wanting the Volibear rework to be good, but I don't want him to be banned every game, so I don't have to play Olaf every game. What do you guys think of the rework? I haven't really seen much of it other than like the pictures." I've heard that. I thought they scrapped the like he can't be CC'd thing, but then I watched a YouTube video saying that they didn't scrap it, so I'm not sure if it's in the kit or not. Either way, like, he looks really cool. I'm just not sure how he's actually gonna come out.
Yeah, I have no idea what his kit looks like, really. I've seen cool art, and that has me excited, but I think you are describing a very common problem that people have or are worried about when they rework characters, is like, they rework it, and the options are, they change it and he's so good that he's always banned. They change it and it's just bad and now I don't get to play my character anymore. Or maybe they get it just right and he's at a good spot with a fun kit that I still want to play.
Yeah, I feel like it feels so awful that if they change your character too much. Like, could you imagine just dumping like thousands of games on a character to have them changed completely? Like, I feel like I just wouldn't want to play the game.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Like, if they completely change the way that... I mean... And I feel like, depending on who you are, like, it's never going to happen. Like, they're never going to change the way Orianna works that much.
Yeah.
But, right, like, I'd feel real sad if, like, Zillion, the double bomb mechanic, dropped at some point or something. You'd be like, what? It's not even him anymore. Like, I don't want to play this dumb game.
Yeah.
See, hopefully it's good. I think once they start announcing a little bit more with concrete details, we'll definitely cover it in news and conversations at those times. But there's not a whole lot, I think, out there solidly yet. But I think that brings us here to the end of our show. So if you want to find us on Twitter, it's at LeagueCastFrost, on Facebook at LeagueCast. On TeamSpeak, you can join us ts.leaguecastpodcast.com. There's no password for the server. It's free to download. You can send us emails, mail@leaguecastpodcast.com. You can follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/bluebasket. You can also see Nick over at twitch.tv/kinglardout. If you super like us, you can support us on Patreon. That's patreon.com/leaguecast. Our website, www.leaguecastpodcast.com. It's got our episodes. It's got a link to our Discord, some bios about us, all sorts of good stuff there. And lastly, our Discord. You can come join our community, chat with other listeners, answer roundtable questions, listen to the live show, like currently a Dorky Owl and Rengar equals Best Champ. Again, that's on our website. You can message us on League or email us. I mean, there's lots of ways to get it. Easiest is, again, just go to the leaguecastpodcast.com/discord, and there's a link that'll invite you directly to the server, and you can get all of that fun content and interact with our community. That's where we do our in-houses, all sorts of fun stuff happening there. But that is all I have this week. Aiden, did you have anything?
That's all. We did it.
All right, well, thanks so much for coming out, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.